yesterday, we were invited to George Lucas's Skywalker Ranch because Red Tails comes out today, and he showed us around. What a day we had yesterday.
Truly.
Yeah, we flew to San Francisco and flew right back, got in about midnight, 1 o'clock, something like that. And what a time. How did Red Tails do in the box office?
It's done great in the United States. We're just about to open in England.
Yeah.
And we're making deals in Japan and lots of other countries. So, you know, we're hoping to get it around the world. It's a tough sell outside the United States. People have a certain idea what they want out of a black movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they really want a movie that is about blacks as victims, that somehow at the end show up the white guy.
Mm.
You know, then it's okay. If it's a civil rights movie, then you can kind of do it where in the end the civil rights were achieved and everybody lived happily ever after. But the idea of making a movie with an all-black cast is just a regular movie. I wanted to make the one that was, you know, just showed them as heroes. You know, just heroes as ordinary people, like everybody else.
The documentary that you include in the Blu-ray DVD, Double Victory.
Right.
Is the entire story of the Tuskegee Airmen.
Right.
And Red Tails is just one piece of that story.
Right.
So there's a lot of room for a sequel.
Oh, yeah, and a prequel.
And so
there's two more movies there. It started out like Star Wars. Too much to put in a movie. And this one, I didn't know whether I was going to be able to make any more, so I figured I'd try to make them all at once and, you know, as one big long movie, but I really couldn't do it. And then we let HBO make the movie about the Tuskegee Airmen, and they kind of made the movie that we were struggling with. And it just confirmed more than anything that it comes off as kind of a historical, educational piece. It's interesting and well-intended, but it doesn't get to be very dramatic or exciting, or, you know, it's more of an informative film. And I said I wanted to make something that was a hit action-adventure movie. It's the you know, the kind of movie that would have been made during World War II if there was no segregation or anything. It'd be the other John Wayne Flying Leathernecks. It'd just be a movie made like that. The film was made, again, for young people to understand that here's a group that went to college. They did the right thing. They became, in a lot of cases, captains of industry and very, very successful in life. And the idea of the movie is to make a fun action picture, make people aware that they existed, which is a big deal. And then through the documentary and other documentaries, and there's lots of very good books written about this, where you get, you know, especially if you're a young black man, to realize, and you read the extra books, you look at the documentaries, you look at, say, hey, there's a lot to this, you know, and you get a sense of your place in history. And again, part of it, again, which was a little controversial, is the fact that it's a very patriotic movie. You know, it's about blacks that love being Americans. They're willing to die for America. They're willing to die for the Constitution. They're willing to die just like anybody else. There's no, we hate being here, or there's something wrong with this. No, this is the best thing on earth, and we're here to defend it.
Touring Skywalker Ranch. Wow. Awesome. Just
truly
mind-blowing. Going through the archives of, you know, the building of the archives, the sound guys, the technical guys, the digital guys. It's mind-blowing.
Well, we've got a great environment to work, because most of what we do here is ideas. And even for the technical guys, is coming up with new technology and trying to figure out a quicker, less expensive way of doing things. Because that sort of, you know, is the constant factor that we always have to, we're always being challenged for.
Well, I thank you on behalf of all the men and women that served at the Tuskegee Airmen Program, including my mom and dad, of all the children that came out of that program, like me and Lionel Richie and others. We are sons of Tuskegee and sons of the Tuskegee Airmen Program. So I thank you for bringing our parents' story to life.
And since we're doing a commercial, you know, buy the DVD, and while you're at it, buy a second one for your school.
That's right.